Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Naf Pei Zayin, which is a continuation from the Gemara before Naf Pei Vav Omid Beis. The Gemara brings down the following halacha of Rav Ushmuel. Rav Ushmuel Damit Harvayo Kor B'Shoish Vani Moich Vach Yachalach Sebaya Filo B'Sar Achreina. Kor B'Shoish Em Sabesela Ani Moich Vach Rishain Rishain Kona. Our Gemara asks the following kasha Tashma Ma'isimita Shalachman Rishain Rishain Kona. Our Gemara answers the kasha by saying, "Kindamrei hin mishnei masar som lug besarani meichelach ukdamer avkanesh nasis hayu behin hachinamish nasis hayu bamidays." Now, as far as Alach of Rabbi Shmuel, that kor b'shvayishim yachalach ve'afilu besar achrina, we find that the Torah in Siman Reish brings down the following machlekes harishenim. At the time of the medida of the le'asah, does one need that the entire kor shimunach bereshusay in order to be kind of the core or not? Ben Yehuda says that in order to be kind of the core, one needs at the time of the medida of the le'asa, the rest of the core is bereshusay. Avol madad kasa usav nas nagabe simta kivnoi kana b'shas medida gam lebesayfai kana. The Rosh on the other end argues, and the Rosh says kivan shegamer komedidas ko akori goy melsa de kana kasa usav mafreya. And for that reason, the Rosh understands one does not need the entire core to be bereshusay at the time of the medida of the le'asah, but rather, even if the rest of the core is not bereshusay at that time, still he is kohen of the rest of the core l'mafreya. Now to explain pshat in this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rosh. L'chaira, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rosh is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand the halacha of Rav Shmuel. The yachal achzar afilu b'sar achrina. Rabbi Yehuda understands that the entire kenyan of the core is only nigmar at the time of the medida of the le'asah, and therefore Ben Yehuda understands that one needs that the entire kor should be bereshusay at the time of the medida of the le'asah. This, that the Rosh argues, is because the Rosh understands that the halacha of yachal achzar is not because we say that the kinyan of the kor is only nigmar at a later date, but rather this, that there is halacha of yachal achzar as we find in the Shita, that the Shita explains shekach haye b'dayte shomeicher shilchal achzar v'chol mekach kol zman sheyichilin l'achzar b'mektasay. And therefore, if he was not chaser, and there was a medida of the le'asah, then he is kohen the rest of the kor l'mafreya. And for that reason, the Rosh understands that one does not need that the entire kor should be bereshusay at the time of the medida of the le'asah achrina, since with the medida of the le'asah achrina, he is kohen the rest of the kor l'mafreya. Now, as far as this, how we find that Ben Yehuda understands that in order to be kohen, one needs that the entire kor is bereshusay at the time of the medida of the le'asah achrina, is a chayah because Ben Yehuda understands that their das was that the kinyan should be chal at the time of the medida of the sar achrina, and the chalais kinyan of the kor is only chal at the time of the medida of the sar achrina. Till the point of time of the medida of the sar achrina, the chalais kinyan on the kor was not yet chal, and since the chalais kinyan was not yet chal, for that reason, Ben Yehuda understands that one needs the entire kor to be bereshusay at the time of the chalais kinyan. In the Rashbam, on the other end of the chayyah, one sees another mahalach. As far as how to explain this, that there is halacha of yachal achzar, the Rashbam explains this, that there is halacha of yachal achzar, is because we say that up to the point of time of the medida of the sa'achrinu loy havi meshicha. As Rashbam explains, v'afo pisha moshach hachov te'esoyen eina meshicha ma'aliyah dekor zachad mekachu v'ada moshach kuei loy koni. As Rashbam proves, the Gemara of Mitzian Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says, "Heicha de machoi chamar beparu utle, u'mashach es haparu v'mashach es hatle, shnei mechein lach sebem mishum doi havi meshicha mal yisa." In other words, from the Rashbam one sees that not only do we say that the Chalais Kinyan is chal at a later date, but even as far as the Maisa Kinyan is not considered a Meshicha Mal Yisa till the time of the Medida of the Sa'achrina. And this, that the Meshicha is not considered a Meshicha Mal Yisa, is because the entire kor is chad mekach, and we do not look at itza as a separate mekach, but rather there is one mekach taking place, and therefore one has to be moshech the entire mekach. Without being moshech the entire mekach, then it is considered lav meshicha mal yisa. This, as we mentioned before, the alcher pshat and Ben Yehuda, this Ben Yehuda understands that one needs that the entire kor should be nimses bereshusay at the time of the medida of the sa'achrina, is because we say that the Chalais Kinyan is Chal at the time of the Medida of the Sa'achrina, and the Chalais Kinyan is not Chal Mafreya. We'll hear from the Shita, Rabbi Yehuda himself, one can prove that Rabbi Yehuda understands that the Halacha of Yachal Achzar is because not only are you missing as far as the Chalais Kenyan is concerned, but even as far as the Maisa Kenyan is concerned, the Maisa Kenyan is not considered a Maisa till the time of the Medida of the Sa'achrina. Rabbi Nina says, this that we say, with the Medida of Sa'achrina, he is Kenyan the entire Korah, is only if he was Kenyan B'Kelev, but let's say he was Kenyan B'Meshicha V'Agbah, then he will not be Kenyan with the Medida of the Sa'achrina, since he will say, Kol Sam Meshicha Say. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in this, Rabbi Nina says, if I'm Meshicha or Agbah, we will say, Kol Sam Meshicha Say. In the Gemara in Ksuvas Naf Hei Vav, we find that the Gemara says if someone is Meshach HaChefetz, and he has asked to be Kainah the Chefetz V'achar Shoishim, as long as the Chefetz is Munach Ba'agam, then he is Kainah the Chefetz, and we will not say Kol Sam Meshich HaSei. And as the Ramban, Rashba, and Ran explain, this that we find in the Gemara in Ksuvas, that if someone is Meshach HaChefetz, al das to be Kainah the Chefetz V'achar Shoishim, as long as the Chefetz is Kaima Ba'agam, we will not say Kol Sam Meshich HaSei, is even referring to a case that he did not say Me'achshav. And even if he did not say me'achshav, but still there is no chisaron of kol sam meshichasai. If so, what is pshat in this? How we find the Rabbi Yehuda explains that as far as our sugya is concerned, we will say kol sam meshichasai. So to explain pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, Achayu one has to say as follows: the Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the shita of the Rashbam that there is halacha v'achal achzar, and the kinyan is chal at the time of the medida of the sa'achrin is not only halacha as far as the chalais kinyan is concerned, but rather even as far as the ma'isa meshicha. One does not have a Maisa Meshicha till the point of time of the Medida of the Sa'achrina. Till that point of time, we do not have a Meshicha Maliyasa. Therefore, even though we find in the Gemara in Ksuvas that if someone is Meshicha Chefetz, al das we kind of the Chefetz Achar Lamed. As long as the Chefetz is Kaima Ba'agam, there is no Chesaron of Kol Sam Meshichasei. That is only because the Maisa Meshicha is taking place now. Only the Chalos is taking place at a later date. And therefore, we say that as long as the Chefetz is Kaima Ba'agam, then there is no Chesaron of Kol Sam Meshichasei. But if we need that the Maisa Meshicha should take place at a later date, the fact that the Chefetz is Munach B'Kelev will not help. And we will say Kol Sam Meshichasei, since we need to have an actual Maisa Meshicha at the time of the Medida of the Sa'achrina. So again, from the Rashbam and Sotzal Chiriz Mavur in Rabbein Yehuda as well, this that the Rishonim will understand that the Kinyan is only Chal at the time of the Medida of the Sa'achrina is because till that point of time we are missing in a Meshicha. It is not considered a Meshicha Malyasa, since we consider the entire Korah as one Mekach. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara says, Kor B'Shoishim Sabasani Meichwach Rishen Rishen Kana. And as far as this, that we say Rishen Rishen Kana, we find in the Gemara of Matzian Lafkov Basement Base that the Gemara explains when a person said Kor B'Shoishim Sabasala, if we will say Rishen Rishen Kana or not, is dependent if we will say Tfayis Hoshen Rishen or not. And the Gemara goes on to say that Shmuel is Masafkoi if we say Tfayis Hoshen Rishen or not. And therefore, this that we say Rishen Rishen Kana is, as we find the Ramah explains, is only because he is a Mochsik. And therefore, we find, as the Ramah says, that if the Lekech did not yet pay for the purchase, that then the Lekech is a Mochsik on the money, then we will say that the Lekech has a right to be Chazer. In the Muki Yosef, we find that the Muki Yosef explains that this that Tfisa works is because we have a Tfisa Bershos. And since the Tfisa was a Tfisa Bershos, for that reason, the person who was Tefis can say Hamitzi mechaveroi olav harayah. In the Kuntis HaSfekis, in Kfar Zayin Aleph, we find that the Kuntis HaSfekis brings down the following machlekes as far as how to explain what does one need in order to be considered a Tfisa Bershos, that we will say Hamitzi mechaveroi olav harayah. The Trumas Hadashin and Simen Shin Chaf Aleph explain that in order to be considered a Tfisa Bershos, one needs that the Bayom HaRishenim Yatfisu Midai Tanu Eisen Shemuchzakim Ata Adaita Shehei Shalahem. Only b'chiyai gavno hu de mahani. Mashen yotei v'sava shabiyadei b'teria sheilai pikadin. Oya fiyon b'ho yodei me'eilav hoyovoi t'visua b'ayom adaita di yeshaloi zeloi havya t'visa b'shos. On the other end we find that the Marie ben Lev argues on the Trumas Hadashin, and the Marie ben Lev understands that in order to be considered a t'visa b'shos, one does not need the b'ayom or matfis, the object midaiton, adaita shehei shalahem, but rather as long as it was not b'ho yodei b'derach t'visa l'tkifa, then the Tfisa is considered Tfisa Bershos. In the Gidui Truma we find that the Gidui Truma brings a following Graya to the Shita of Marie ben Lev from our Sugya. From this that we find that the Tfisa works, and the Tfisa is considered Tfisa Bershos. From here one sees that as long as the Tfisa was not B'derech Tfisa Utkifa, then the Tfisa is considered Tfisa Bershos. In our Sugya he was not Matvis. Adaita Shehei Shalahem. Since al atzad that we will say tefayis hoshen rishon, then one does not have atfas adai tashayehe shalahem. Now to explain pshat in the sheet of the Trumas Hadashin from our sugya, l'chayr one can say as follows, that the Trumas Hadashin understands pshat in the lach of yachal achzer by like the sheet of the Rosh, as we mentioned before, b'shem the sheeta. That the lach of yachal achzer is only because we say, shekach haye b'dayte shomeicher shuchal achzer b'cho amekach kozon sheichirun l'achzer b'mektsasei. And for that reason, it is just a tznai that the meicher should have the ability to be chazer till the medida of the sa'achreina. And since it is just a tznai that the meicher should have the ability to be chazer, for that reason we will consider the tfisa as a tfisa daita sheyehe shalahem. Since even our hatzara tfis lashon rishon, and we will go after the lashon of kor b'shoishim, but still, that tfasa of the first 29 tzayin were done a daita sheyehe shal halikeach. And therefore the Tfisa is considered a Tfisa Bershos even according to the Shita of the Trumas Hadashin. This that the Gedul Truma proves from our Gemara, that in order to be considered a Tfisa Bershos, all one needs is this, that it was not Bal Yadav Derech Tfisa Utkifa. One does not need Shiatvisu Adaita Sheheshalahem. That is because the Gedul Truma understands Pshat and Alach V'achal Achzer, like we mentioned before, B'Shem the Rashbam V'Rabbein Yeina. That till the point of time of the Medida of the Sa'achrina. Then by Kor B'Shoishim, he was not kina any part of the Kor. The entire kinyan of the Kor is taking place at a later date, and therefore the Atfasa of the first 29 Tzoyin was not Atfasa Daita Sheyehe Shalahem, since the entire kinyan of those 29 Tzoyin will only be Chal at the time of the Medida of the Sa'ach Reina. That is a Chaya, how one can explain Pshat and the Machoikes between the Trumas Hadashin and the Gedulei Truma, if one can prove from our Gemara that in order to be considered Tfisa B'Shos, one does not need a Tfasa Adaita Sheyehe Shalahem. Now if we are to understand Pshat in the Muki Yosef according to the Shita of the Trumas Hadashin, that Pshat in the Muki Yosef is based on this, that the Muki Yosef understands like the Rosh, that the Kenyan on the first 29 Tzoyin was Chal, just the Meicher has a right to be Chazer, then one can say this that we say, that the Safek Tfayis Hashin Rishon or Tfayis Hashin Achron, the Meicher cannot be Chazer, is not based on this, that we have a Tfisa Bershos, but rather it is because we say that we have a Vadei Kinyan. V'kol Atzadim, even al Atzadim, we will say Tfayis Hashin Rishon, but a Vadei Kinyan took place in the first 29 Tzoyin. All the Meicher has is a right to be Chazer, and therefore we have a Safek if the Meicher has a right to be Chazer. We will say that misafik, the meicher does not have a right to be chazer. Since you have a vadei kinyan and a safik, schos chazara, for that reason we will say in safik, meiti midei vadei, and therefore the kinyan is chal. And this that we will say, eino yachal achzer bai, will not be dependent upon tfisa bershos. And therefore from this that we find, that the Muki Yosef explains, that halach ben yachal achzer bai is dependent upon tfisa bershos of chayr one sees, that the Muki Yosef understands like the Shita of the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Yena, that by Kor B'Shoishim, the Kinyan is Chal at the time of the Medida of the Sa'ach Reina. And for that reason, by a Safek Tfayis Hashem Rishon or Tfayis Hashem Achron, this that we will say, Eina Yachal Achzabai, is only based on this that we have a Tfisa B'Shos. And therefore, again, L'Chayon has a Raya of the Gedulei Truma, that in order to be considered a Tfisa B'Shos, one does not need a Tfasa Daita Sheyehei Shalahem. In the Balmor we find another Mahalach as far as how to explain this, that by Kor B'Shoishim, Nawach is Yachal Achzer Bai. The Balmor explains that Hei Chashatala Iker Mechirase B'Skum Hamida, Yon Shamalei Kor B'Shoishim Ani Meichelach, Kivan Shanasa Metchila Kitzvel Mechirase B'Mida Shehizkirlai, by Kana Adshim Dedalei is Koha Kor. And the Balmor goes on to say, and so too we find in the Rashbam, this that we find in our Mishnah, that there is a Lacha B'Shos Lakeach, Kivan Shekibov Meicher Kana Lakeach, and one does not need to have a medida, is only referring to a case that they did not mention a certain amount of peres, but rather they said that the sale is taking place al kol ha-peres kulan. Only then do we say that one does not need a medida in order to be kaina. So again, the Balmor explains halacha of yachal achzer is because where it was mentioned a certain amount, then one needs to be medida the entire amount. And based on this, that the medida is ma'ake, for that reason, the halacha is yachal achzer bai. And from the Balmor and the Rashbam it is mashma, that even if we know for sure that one has that amount of peres b'reshus ha-lekeach, but as long as the lekeach did not do a medida, then the lekeach will not be kaina. And so to his mashmos, the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnayis and Demai Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, that as long as one did not do a medida, then he is not kaina. And with this, one can explain this that we find in our Gemara, that only based on Rav Kahana, Shnasas Hayu Bahin, and for the reason our Gemara says, Achinam Shnasas Hayu Bamides, will one be Kaina Lug Besala, since again one needs a Medida wherever there was a Kepeda on a certain amount. In the Ramban and Mochamas, on the other hand, we find that the Ramban argues on the Balamar, and the Ramban understands, as long as we know, that there is that amount that they specified Bershus HaLekech, and then the Lekech will be Kaina even without a Medida. And even if it could possibly be more than the amount that they specify, but still the lekech will be kaina. In other words, Ramban understands that the halacha of yachalachzar by korban shoshim has nothing to do with the fact that medida is ma'akev, but rather the halacha of korban shoshim yachalachzar is only because we need that he should buy the entire kor. Until he is lekech the entire kor, the halacha is yachalachzar. And for that reason, as long as we know that the entire kor is rishos halekech, even though the lekech did not do a medida, but still the halacha will be eina yachal achzar. The Balmor, the Rashbam, and the Rambam, Pirshei Mishnayos, on the other hand, understands that based on the halacha, the medida is ma'akev, that is why we say yachal achzar. If medida not be ma'akev, the halacha will be eina yachal achzar. And since the halacha of our Gemara is based on this, the medida is ma'akev, for that reason, even if we know that the entire kor is b'shus halekech, but still as long as the lekech did not do a medida, then the halacha will be yachal achzar. Now one has to understand, as far as this, and one sees in the Balmor, the Rashbam, and the Rambam, and Pirshei Mishnayos, that till one did a Medida, the halacha is Yachal Achzar. How are we to understand the halacha of Yachal Achzar till the point of Medida? Or one can explain the halacha of Yachal Achzar with one of two Malchim. Either one can explain the halacha of Yachal Achzar by saying that the Das HaMricha was to Yumasna, that till the point of Medida, the halacha should be Yachal Achzar. Or do we say that till the point of Medida, there was no Das Kinyan whatsoever, and the Das was that the Kinyan should be Chal at the point of time that a Medida will take place. Till the point of time of Medida, there is no Kinyan whatsoever. These two Tzadim is a seeming Machoikes Amiroyim in the Yerushalmi and Demai. In the Mishnah and Demai, we learned the following Halacha al Kecherek Menashok Venumach Lahachzer, while Yachzer Ad She Yosser, if someone bought a Yerek Menashok, and he decided to give back the Yerek, the Rambam of Pirush Mishnayos explains that the case of the Mishnah is a case that the Agudas are B'yad HaLekeach, but he did not yet have a chance to Yimayna the Agudas. And since he did not yet have a chance to Yimayna the Agudas, for the reason he is allowed to return the Agudas. But still we say that in order for him to return the Agudas, he first has to take off Maaser. The Yerushalmi asks, V'ein Yosser Mishum Gezel, how can he take off Maaser before he is Machzer the Agudas or Yerek? What happened to the Isra of Gezel? Yerushalmi brings down two Tirutzim. Chizkiya Omer Ketzed Huma Aser Mina Olin Hu Neitzel. In other words, he only takes off Mina Olin, and therefore there's no problem with Gezel, since the Bailam are not Makbid on the Olin. About Vol B'Shem Beichon, on the other hand, says a different Teretz. Vol B'Shem Beichon, it says, Kivan Shem Moshach Kona, V'yachaser El Memanila. V'chir, the basis of this Machoikis Amiroim is a Machoikis as far as how to understand when something is Mechoser Minyan. What is pshat in this that we say Yachal Achzibay? Do we understand Yachal Achzibay to mean that the entire Mekach is only Nigmar at the time of Minyan? Or do we understand that the Mekach is Nigmar now? Just the Meicher happens to have a Schus Chazara. Chizkiah, who understands that he can only take off Ma'isim and Olin, and not from the Guf HaYerek, since there's a palm of Gezel, understands that the Mekach is only Chal at the time of the Minyan. On the other hand, Rav Amar Abichon, who argues in Chizkiah, and says that there is no problem with Gezel, even if he is mafresh maisris from the Guf HaYerokes, is because Rav Amar Abichon understands that the Halacha of Yachal Achzar is just as Chos Chazara, but the Mekach was Chal, and for that reason there is no problem with Gezel. That is the basis of this Machlekes Amiroim. Now getting back to this, how we mentioned before, B'Shem the Balmor, that the Balmor explains that the Halacha of Yachal Achzar is based on this, that one needs a Medida, and so do we find in the Rashbam. And for that reason, the Rashbam has to go on to explain a Masnis and Diktani Moshach Vemodad Kana, Hainuk Shemaknoi Koach Aviwa Kamoisha Hi. Otherwise, Medida would be Ma'akiv. Now, here one has to understand Pshat in the Rashbam. There seems to be a seeming stira B'divrei Rashbam. As he mentioned before, the Rashbam explains this, that there is a Halacha V'Yachal Achzar, is because Eina Meshicha Ma'aliyah Dekor Zechad Mekachu, Va'ad Moshach Kuei Loi Koni. On the other hand, the Rashbam proves from our Gemara that Medida is Ma'akiv. What is the Raya that Medida is Ma'akiv if one can explain the Halacha V'Yachal Achzar based on this, that it is not considered a Meshicha Ma'al Yisa, since it is considered Chad Mekach? So to explain Pshat and the Rashbam Acher, one can explain Pshat and the Rashbam with one of two Malachim. Either one can explain Pshat and the Rashbam by saying that the Rashbam understands that the halacha of Rabbi Shmuel of Kor B'Shoish Mani Moichu Achyacha La'achs Ba'afil B'Sa'achrina is coming to Mechadish two Chidushim. First of all, it is coming to Mechadish. That till one is Kaina the Sa'achrina, the halacha is Yachal Achsebai. And this, that the halacha is Yachal Achsebai, till one is Kaina the Sa'achrina, is because we say that since it is considered Chamekach for that reason, it is not considered a Meshicha Ma'aliyasa. And then there is another Chidush in the halacha of Rav Ushmur as well, and Rav Ushmur coming to Mechadish, that till he is moided the last saw, the halacha is Yachal Achsebai. And it is not enough just to have the le'asa b'rishusei, but rather one needs to have an actual medida on the le'asa. As Rashbam says, Hokach moshach v'afo pisha pasach v'afiu b'rishus hakech v'kil v'sha hakech v'kona ad she'akur modot kulei. The hacha medida ma'akva. And for that reason, Rashbam goes on to say, Mishum hacha yachal achsoi mikoha mechira afiu g'sham modot l'chav te'asoyin chayzio kozman che'i nimdad so'ach reina. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam is based on this that we find in the Rif. The Rif explains Pshat in the case of Kor B'Shoish Mani Moichelach, the Achalach B'Afil B'Sarachrina, is referring to a case of the Paris Ar B'Shos Lekeach B'Kelev Shomeicher. Now, one has to understand Pshat in the Rif. First of all, why did the Rif find it necessary to explain that we are referring to a case that it is the Kelev Shomeicher, and also one has to understand if we are referring to a case that it is the Kelev Shomeicher, how is he Kaina? Kelev Shomeicher Rishos HaKeach is not Kaina. So in the Ramban and Mochamas we find that the Ramban explains Pshat in the Rif. We are referring to a case that the Peiris were the Kelev Shomeicher, and then the Lekech put the Peiris in his Kelim. And for that reason he is Kaina. But from the Ramban and Shulchan Aruch one sees that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch understand that even as long as the Peiris are Munachim B'Kelev Shomeicher, but still he is Kaina once there is a Medida on the entire Kor. And so we find in the Goyin and Tzivkat and Chaf and the Lecha Mishnah. So to explain Pshat in this, that the Rif explains, that our Gemara is referring to a case that the Peiris are B'Rishos Meicher. V'chir Pshat in the Rif is because the Rif understands that had the Peiris been B'Rishos HaLekeach, and had the Peiris been B'Kelev Shalekeach B'Rishos HaLekeach, then one would not have the Halacha of Rabbi Shmuel of Yochel Achsar Ad HaSa'ach Reina. And the Rif is coming to answer the Kasha of the Rashbam, as he mentioned before. The Rashbam asks, what is Pshat in this? So he learns in our Mishnah, Moshach V'Imadot Kona. What happened to the Halacha of Rabbi Shmuel of Kor B'Shoish when he Meichelach V'Yochel Achsar Afil B'Sa'ach Reina? And Medida is Ma'akev. From there the Rif proves that if the Peiris are actually B'Rishos HaLekeach, the Medida is not Ma'akev. This, the Medida is Ma'akev, is only B'Kelev Shomeicher B'Rishos HaLekeach. B'Kelev Shomeicher B'Rishos HaLekeach, that one needs a Medida, then we say that Kor B'Shoishim Yachal Achzer Afilo B'Sa'ach Reina. In other words, the Rif understands that the Halacha of Yachal Achzer is dependent upon this, the Medida is Ma'akev. And this, the Medida is Ma'akev, is only B'Kelev Shomeicher, but not if the Peiris are B'Kelev Shalekeach B'Rishos HaLekeach. But now here one has to understand, how is one Kaina B'Kelev Shomeicher? And how does Medida help B'Kelev Shomeicher? So here to explain Pshat and the Rif, one can say the following tremendous Kiddush that we find in the Amphiaris. The Rebbe Avraham Gurwitz proves from Rav Hai Goyin and Sefer HaMekach that there is a new Kenyan called Medida, and Medida L'Teich HaRishos is Kaina. And even this, the Madar Otech Kupase is Kaina, the Kenyan of Madar Otech Kupase is not a regular Kenyan, that the Keli of a person is Kaina for a person just like one's Chatzar is Kaina for a person, but rather, Rav Hai Goyin says the Madar Otech Kupase is a new Kenyan. And since Medida is a new Kenyan, for that reason one can explain that the Rif, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch understand that the Keli of Shomeicher Medida is Kaina. And as we mentioned before, the Rif understands that the Halacha of Yachal Achzer Rav Shmuel is only in a case where Medida is Ma'akev. And for that reason, Mekel Shomeicher, that Medida is Ma'akev, for that reason, the Halacha is Yachal Achzer till he has Medid the entire Kor. Based on this Malach, one can explain Pshat and the Rashbam as follows. From this, that the Halacha is Yachal Achzer Ad HaSa'ach Reina, one sees that even though there was a Medida of Chav Tesoin, but still the Halacha is Yachal Achzer Ad HaSa'ach Reina. And so too the Rashbam understands that the member of Rav Shmuel is even talking about a case that there was an actual Mashiacha. As Rashbam says, V'af al pi shemoshach hachov te'soin, but still yochel achzer, which is not like the shita of the Rif that we mentioned before. And therefore, Rav Shmuel coming to tell us two chidushim. First of all, that the medida of chav te'soin does not work until one is made the last saw. The loch is yochel achzer. And then Rav Shmuel coming to tell us another chiddush as well, that even Mashiacha does not work, and even by Mashiacha, the loch is yochel achzer, since the Mashiacha is not considered a Mashiacha ma'aliyasa. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Rashbam. So again, as far as this, we learned that there is a loch of yochel achzer. We find a tremendous machlekes harishenim if the loch of yochel achzer is based on medida ma'akva, or do we say that the loch of yochel achzer is only dependent upon the kinyan of the le'asah? The Rif, the Balmor, and other Rishonim understand that the loch of yochel achzer is dependent upon this, that medida is ma'akva. And for that reason, the Rif explains that Rav Shmuel only talking about a case that the medida was b'kelav shomeicher. The Ramban on the other end argues, and the Ramban understands that the loch of yochel achzer is not dependent upon this, that medida is ma'akva, but rather the loch of yochel achzer is dependent upon the kinyan of the le'asah. The Rashbam understands that the loch of yochel achzer is dependent on both this, that medida is ma'akva, and also upon this, that one needs the kinyan of the le'asah in order for us to say eino yochel achzer. Now let us go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Toshma seicher sapel la'ase simu ugeirin hayoim bediner ugeirin yofe sela aser uihones himenu avom socher meyoim bediner uyoim ugeirin yofe sela moter. On that, our Gemara asks, "V'is ha'kadaitach kor b'shoishim sabesoni moicher achirishin rishin kana ha'chinami kama mifsak pasak v'asar lihanes himenu midina u'yayim o'ogirin yafesal amotar amai v'ha'agar notar lehu." The Gemara goes on to say, "Amrava v'tisbra zozuli b'schiras mi'asar ma'ishna reisha ma'ishna seifa reisha doi kovid ba'adei me'hashda mechzi ki'agar notar leh seifa doi kovid ba'adei me'hashda li mechzi ki'agar notar leh." In the Rashbam we find that the Rashbam explains this by Sachar Me'ayim. It is Mutter, according to the Havin of our Gemaras, because we say, Kivon Shmeyesa Ayim Shesachar Yaisa Imay Mutter, Shekopulas Me'ayim Kiyim Echadami. Voi Havi Agarnatu Shemiyad Hischel Vepulasai Ukamash Hischel Pulas Yimei Hagayan Dami. And the entire Kash of our Gemara is only because he mentioned Dinner Le'ayim. As Rashbam explains, Hakivon Yachal Achzer by the Choyim V'yim Choshev Zchiras Efnei Atzma, Havinami Agar Natuli Le'inyin Yimais Hagayin, Shebin Nisan Nosno Yischar Yimais Hagayin, Ve'inu Le'chayli Achegiya Yimais Hagayin. In the Rimigash, we find that the Rimigash asks the Falun Kasha, how does it help the fact that Pearl started working right away according to the Havmin of our Gemara, but still by Zchiras, there is Alach Havain Zchiras Mishtalemes Elo Le'besayif, and therefore if he pays Zchiras Medchila, it should still be considered agonotar, since the entire chiyuv to pay schiras is only chala b'saif. And so too we find the Rashash asks on the Rashbam. That is one kasha that we find in our sugya and on the Rashbam. Another kasha we find in the Rashbam, as we find the Achrenim, for example, the Machan Ephraim and schiras Pailam Aleph. And the Rashash asks on the Rashbam, what is pshat in this that the Rashbam says? That based on this that he said dinu yoyim. For that reason, Yochel Achzer Bay, the Alacha of Poyo Yochel Achzer Bay has nothing to do with the fact that he said Dinu Yoyim, but rather the Alacha is that a pill is Yochel Achzer Bay, a fuel be'emtza Hayoyim. Based on this, we find that the Gemara of Matzia the Fyodim and Alf Darshans, Ki li b'nei Yisal Avadim, Avadayim, v'loy Avadim, Avadim. And for that reason, a pill is Yochel Achzer Bay, a fuel be'chatz Hayoyim. And therefore, what is pshat in this that the Rashbam says, that halacha poel yochel achzer is only because we consider the schiras of each day as a separate schiras, since he said dinu yoyim. So to answer both kashas, we find that Bochanan Kevetzara Simon and Gimel Eis Tes explains that there are two different types of tashlumi schiras. First of all, there is tashlumi schiras of paying for the avoda, and the Balbayis Mukhiv to pay for the Avodah of the Payal, and as far as Alach of Tashum Yischiras are paying for the Avodah of the Payal, we say in Yischiras Mishtalemes Elul B'Saif, since he is only Mukhiv to pay the Payal once the Avodah is over. But then there is another Alach of Tashum Yischiras as well, and by Tashum Yischiras one can pay for the Kinyan that he has in the Payal, and therefore if he pays Mitchila, what he is paying for is this, that he is paying for the Kinyan that he has in the Payal. And for that reason, even though generally speaking the law is in Tchiras Mishtalemes Alul B'Soif, but still if one paid Mitchilat is not considered Alva, but rather he is paying for the Kenyan that he has in the Payal. And for that reason, one can say, as Machan Ephraim brings down from the Ritva, that even though the Lach al Pelachal Achserbait has nothing to do with the fact that each day is a separate Tchiras, since the Lach al Pelachal Achserbait even refers to this, that a Payal can be Chazer Be'em Tzahayim, but that is only referring to a case that he was not marked in Lachserbait. If the masker paid the Payal the Tchiras up front, then the Lach is Ein Pelachal Achserbait. This, that a Payal cannot be Chazer. In a case that the Baal Bayis was marked in Moy Schiras, is a chira based on this that we mentioned before, B'Shem Rabbi Chanan, that by marked in Moy Schiras, he is paying for the kinyan that he has in the Payal, and since he has a kinyan in the Payal, for that reason the Lacha should be Eino Yachal Achzer Bay. And for that reason the Rishmam explains this, that a Payal can be Chazer Bay, is only because we consider each day of Schiras as a separate Schiras. If not for that, if we consider each day of Schiras as a separate Schiras, the Lacha would be that a Payal cannot be Chazer since he has a Kenyan v'gof ha-Payal. This how we find, that a Payal can be Chazer afil b'emtzayim based on the drosha of Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim avadayim v'lei avadim avadim, is only referring to a case that he was not marked in Moschiros. That then we say that he does not have a Kenyan in the gof ha-Payal. And therefore a Payal can be Chazer afil b'emtzayim. That is Zuchaya, how one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam. But if one looks carefully at the Rashbam, one sees a different mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Rashbam. The Rashbam explains that the heter of Hiktim Oyscharei is because we say Kivan Shemi Oysei Hayyim Shesachri Oysei Imei Motesh Kopuas Hamei Yomim Kiyoim Echad Oruch Damyon. And therefore, the reason why he does not consider Agarnotar according to the Havmin of our Gemara is because we say Shemiyad Hischo Bepulas Ekmeisha Hischo Bepulas Yimei Hagirin Domi. If we are to understand like Rabbi Chanan, that by Hiktim Oyscharei he is paying for the Kenyan that he has in the Gof HaPayal, then we should say that the reason why there is no Agarnotar is because he is Zeich in the Payal Miyad, and he is Zeich a Kenyan in the Payal right away. From this, the Rashbam explains that the reason why there is no Agarnotar is because it is considered shehischu apuas yimei hagerin dami. From the Rashbam Ochir, one sees not like the chiddush of Rabbi Chanan. But now again, one has to understand, as Rishonim ask, what happened to the lach of ein tchiras mishtalemes elo lebesoif. So to explain pshat in the Rashbam Ochir, one has to say, as we find that the Rimigash answers, that even though ein tchiras mishtalemes elo lebesoif, but still if he paid this tchiras mitchila, it is considered tashumen for this chiras, and it is not considered alva ba'alma. In other words, even though the chiyuv is only chal b'soif, but still if one wants to pay this chiras mitchila, he is paying for this chiras. And therefore, as long as it can be considered as if there is one long avodah taking place, and we consider all 100 days kiyoyim echad oruch, then he can pay for the entire chiras of the me'ayim at the beginning. And his payment at the beginning for the entire Meir Yom is considered Tashomei Schiras and is not considered Kalva. In Tesis we find the following Chiddush. Tesis proves Mar Gemara that as far as this, we learn today Zuneshech, Marbe no Aschar ve Marbe no Amecher. The one is allowed to Marbe on Schiras Batem, Haidishar Leharbes on Aschar Kagan Shinichnas Miyad Otech Habayis. Just like you find it by Schiras, one needs that the Schiras should start now and the Payal should start working right away, so to by Schiras Batzim, in order to be allowed to be Marba Aschar, one needs that he was Nichnas Miyad with Teich Habayit. Rabbi Yehuda and the Mukiyasef on the other end argue, and Rabbi Yehuda and the Mukiyasef both say that by a Chatzar it is Mutter even if he is not Nichnas into the Chatzar right away. And the Rishonim explain the difference between Schiras Payalim and Chatzar is because by Schiras Chatzar, he is kind of right away a Kenyan in the Chatzar. And for that reason, even if he is not Nichnas into the Chatzar to live in the Chatzar right away, but still there is no Agarnotar since he's being Kaina Kenyan in the Chatzar right away. On the other end, by Schiras Pailim, that there is a Lacha of Poyal Yachal Achzer, from this, that there is a Lacha of Poyal Yachal Achzer. From there, one sees that the Baal Bayis does not have a Kenyan Megof HaPayal. And for that reason, only by Schiras Pailim do we say that the Payal has to start working right away in order to take care of the problem of Agarnotar. This that Tesis argues on the Rishonim, and Tesis understands that from our Gemara one can prove that even by Schiras Batzim, in order to be Marba Aschar, one needs Kegon Shenichnas Miyad Otech HaBayis, Vachir is based on this, Atesis understands by Hiktim or Ischar by Poyal. He also has a Kinyan Megufa Poyal, as he mentioned before, B'Shem Rabbi Chanan. And since he has a Kinyan Megufa Poyal, and still one needs, that the Poyal was Nichnas Miyad, and the Poyal started working right away. From there one sees that even where one has a Kinyan, but still in order to take care of the problem of Agarnotar, it will still be Machzik Agarnotar unless the Poyal starts working right away. And therefore Tesis goes on to say that Soto is Chiras Chotzer, in order to be allowed to Marvel Aschar one needs, that he was Nichnas Miyad L'Toy Chabayis. So again from Tesis Achayu one sees, like the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanan, that by Ischirus Payom, if he is Maxim or Ischirus, then he has a Kinyan Megufa Payom. On the other hand, the other Rishonim argue, and the other Rishonim understands that even by Hiktim or Ischari, he does not have a Kinyan Megufa Payom. And only because of that is there a problem of Agarnotar. Now, one has to understand, according to the other Rishonim, what is Pshat in this, our Gemara understands, according to the Havamina, that by Sachar Me'ayoyim Bediner Liyoyim, U'agoyren Yofa Salamotzer. If there is no Kinyan Megufa Payom, then there should still be a problem of Agarnotar. So to explain Pshat in the Rishonim, one has to say, as we mentioned before, B'shitas HaRashbam, that the reason why there is no Agarnotar according to the Havamin of our Gemara is only because we say that we consider the entire Ischiras as a Yoyim Arichta Damyon, and one can pay Tashumi Ischiras for the entire Ischiras right away, since the Ischiras of the Me'ayoyim is starting right away. And therefore, even though there is no Kinyan Megufa Payom, but the fact that the Ischiras of the Me'ayoyim is starting right away, and what he is doing is Tashumi Ischiras, that itself is a reason that there should not be a problem of Agarnotar. That is Zachar the Mahalach in our Gemara according to these Rishonim. So again, Rechaya comes out tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim by Hiktim or Ischari. If we consider that by Hiktim or Ischari, the Baal Bayis has a Kinyan Megufa Hapayel or not, from Tesis it is Mashma that Tesis understands that by Hiktim or Ischari, the Baal Bayis has a Kinyan Megufa Hapayel. On the other hand, from the Rashbam and the other Rishonim, it is Mashma that even by Hiktim or Ischari, the Baal Bayis does not have a Kinyan Megufa Hapayel. Tesis proves Mar Gemara that even by Hiktim or Ischari, that the Baal Bayis has a Kinyan Megufa Hapayel according to the Havmin of our Gemara, but still one needs that the Poyel start working right away. If not for the fact that the Poyel start working right away, it would still be Mechzik Agarnotar. And for that reason, Tosfos proves that so too as far as Chiras Batim, that there is a Halacha Marben Aschar one needs, that he was Nichnas Miyad L'Toy Chabayis. Otherwise, it would be Mechzik Agarnotar. The other Rishonim on the other end argue, and the other Rishonim understand this, that one needs that the Poyel start working right away, is only because we say that even by Hiktim Aschari, he does not have a Kinyan Megufa Poyel. And therefore, basically, with Batim, the Rishonim understand that there is no halacha that one needs to be Nichnas Miyad L'Toy Chabayis. For that reason, the Mukhi Yosef goes on to say that if the Poyel was Meshabed himself by Kinyan, in a way that he cannot be Chayzer, then there is no Chash Ribis, even if the Poyel does not start working right away. In other words, even though these Rishonim understand that by Hiktim or Ischari, the Baal Bayis is not of a Kinyan Megufa Poyel, but if an actual Kinyan was made, then the Baal Bayis has a Kinyan Megufa Poyel, and for that reason there is no Chesaron of Agarnotar, even if the Poyel did not start working right away, just like we find by Ischiras Batim. That is the Shitza of these Rishonim. Now, let us go on to the next Sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this that we learned in our Mishnah, V'mohoyim Mechubar Bekaka V'tolash Kol Shu Kona. On this, our Gemara asks, Mishum de Tolash Kol Shu Kona? Our Gemara answers by saying, Amar V'sheish Eshacha, Amar Eskin Dharma Lei Leich, Yefeilach Kaka Kol Shu, V'koni Kol Ma Shalea. Now, before we start our Gemara, I'd like to imakhtim with the following Machlekes HaRishenim that we find. In the Rambam and Hochas Mechira, Parakav, Halach Yedzayin, we find the Rambam says as follows, Kol Mechubar Lekarka, Rehu Kekarka, V'nikne, Bekesef, Shtar, V'chazaka. Vim ein tzarech lekarka, kagein anovim alimdes libotzer areza kemetaltun akniya. In other words, something which is not tzarech lekarka is considered like metaltun, and therefore it will not be nikne v'kesef shtar v'chazoka. In the Rashban, our sugi and sot, we find in the Torah in Simen Kuv Tzadigimel, the Rashban the Torah argue, and the Rashban the Torah understand that even as far as something which is einay tzarech lekarka, but still it is nikne v'kesef shtar v'chazoka. The Magen Mishnah explains that the Makor of the Rambam, that something which is the Einay Tzarech Lekarka, is considered like Metaltun, and therefore it is not Nikne V'Kesef Shtar V'Chazakas from our Gemara. Now to explain the Raya from our Gemara, that Einay Tzarech Lekarka is considered like Metaltun, and not considered like Karka, we find that the Lachem Mishnah Nochus Mechira Perakim Alachid Ches And so to the Drisha, in Simon Kuv Tzadigamos of Katan Aleph explain, that the Raya the Rambam is from the Kasha of our Gemara. From this our Gemara asks, Mishum the Toash Kol Shu Kana. The Rambam understands Pshat in our Gemara as he finds that the Rashba explains Pshat in the Kasha of our Gemara. That we are referring to Pishton, which is Oymidui Toash. And since we are referring to Pishton, which is Oymidui Toash, for that reason, the Twisha Kol Shu, even if we are to consider the Twisha Kol Shu as a chazaka, but still the Twisha Kol Shu will not be able to be kind of the rest of the Pishton, which is Oymidui Toash, since the rest of the Pishton, which is Oymidui Toash, is considered like Metaltlin, and therefore it is not Nikne B'chazaka. In other words, the Rambam, and so too we find in the Rashba, the Rambam and the Rashba understand that had the Pishtun been considered kemochubo akarkat as poshet, that the Twisha Kosh will be kaina midin chazaka. The only reason why the Twisha Kosh is not kaina midin chazaka is only because the rest of the Pishtun is considered like Tosh and not considered like mechubar. And therefore Tosh is not nikne b'chazaka. According to the other Rishonim, understand that even something which is einay tzarech akarkat is still nikne b'kastev shtar v'chazaka, then one can explain the kasha and teretz of our Gemara with one of two malchim. Either one can explain as we find in the Rashba that itself was a shakwa of the tire of our Gemara. If the pishtan shein yitzaruch l'karka is dinei k'karka or not, the Makshin understands that pishtan shein yitzaruch l'karka is dinei k'metaltlin. On the other hand, the tartzin is mechadish that pishtan shein yitzaruch l'karka is dinei k'karka, and therefore it is nikne b'chazaka. Or one can explain as we find in the Mukiyasef that even if we are to understand that the Pishtun is Dine Kikarka, but still Eze Kinyan Asa Liknais Mechober, as we find that the Ramban explains Bishitas HaRashbam. The Ramban explains according to the Rashbam, who understands Pshat and the Teretz Var Gemara of Leich B'Yefeilach Karka Koshu. The one is Kaina Kol Mechobo Karka B'Chazaka. The Ramban explains that our Gemara is only referring to Pishtun HaTzaruch HaKarka, since Ramban understands like the Shita of the Rambam that Pishtun Shein HaTzaruch HaKarka is Dinei K'metaltlin, they are not Nikne B'Chazaka. And therefore the Ramban explains according to the Rashbam, who understands in the Teretz of our Gemara that the Kinyan is a Kinyan Chazaka, one has to say that our Gemara is referring to Pishtun HaTzaruch HaKarka. And even by Pishtun HaTzaruch HaKarka, but still our Gemara had a Kasha, Mishum the Toash Kol Shu Kana, because our Gemara understands in the Havamina that the Twisha Kol Shu without him saying Weich Yefeyach Karka Kol Shu V'Koni Koma Shaleh will not be considered a Chazaka. So again, as one sees from the Ramban, there is a Machlokes HaRishonim as far as how to explain the case of our Mishnah. Is the case of our Mishnah referring to Pishna Tzarech HaKarka, or is the case of our Mishnah referring to Pishtun She'inei Tzarech HaKarka? And then there is another Machlokes HaRishonim, if Pishtun She'inei Tzarech HaKarka is Dinei K'karka or not. And there is a Machlokes HaRishonim if one can explain Pshat and the Kash of our Gemara, Mishum the Toash Kol Shu Kana, if that is even going al atzad, that the Pishtun is Choshev K'karka, or only al atzad, that the Pishtun is not Choshev K'karka. The Rambam and the Rashba understand that the Kash of our Gemara is only going al atzad, that the Pishtun is not Choshev K'karka, since the Pishtun is Einei Tzaruch HaKarka. On the other hand, according to the Rashbam, the Shakla V'Tai of our Gemara is even referring to Pishtun, which is Choshev K'karka. Now, before we explain Pshat and the Teretz of our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam, who understands that Pishtun Shein Tzaruch HaKarka is Ein Dine K'karka, and therefore it is not Nikne B'Kinyan K'karka, and for that reason one needs a Kinyan Metalton, which is either referring to Mashiach or Agbah. I would like to explain Pshat in this Machlokes HaRishonim, if Einei Tzaruch HaKarka is Nikne B'Kesev Shtar V'Chazaka or not. In Tosis and Sanhedrin and after Svavim and Aleph, we find that Tosis says the following Chiddush, that even though, as far as Chiyuv Shvuah is concerned, that there is Halacha V'Nishvoin Al-Karkoyes, but still, by a Dover Ha'imid Liktzer, we will say Ka'imid Liktzer K'Katzer Dami. And there will be a Chiyuv Shvuah on something which is Imid Liktzer. And so too, even though ein eino l'karkoyes, but still there is eino on something which is eimid liktzer. But that only applies to eino, shvua, and other halachas. But as far as truma is concerned, that there is halacha that one cannot be teira mina mechubo l'karka, that even applies to something which is eimid liktzer. And one cannot be teira from something which is eimid liktzer. Now, okay, one has to understand what is pshat as far as truma we say. That one cannot be tearing from something which is Oymir Liktzer, what happened to the halacha, that called Oymir Liktzer Kekotzer Domi. So to explain Pshat and Tosis and Sanhedrin, we find that Achrenim, for example, in the Sefer Meir Ulam, and so to Shach is Mitzadid and Hochas Mechira. The Achrenim explain that from Tosis one sees the following Yesod. From Tosis one sees that there are certain halachas which are dependent upon the Shem Karka. For example, the halacha of Nishboin al HaKarkois is halacha as far as Karka. The one is not Nishba al HaKarkois. And so too the halacha of Aino is halacha in Karka, that Ein Aino al HaKarkois. But then there are other halachas which are not dependent upon the Shem Karka, but rather they are dependent if they are considered Mechubar or they consider Talosh. And therefore the Achrenim go on to say this, that we find that there is halacha al Kolo'imid Wiktzer Kekotzidomi is only as far as the Shem Karka is concerned. If we consider whatever is Mechubar or Karka Kekarka or not, is dependent if it is Tzorech HaKarka or Einei Tzorech HaKarka. As long as it is Tzorech HaKarka, and it is not Oymid Wiktzer, then it itself is considered like Karka. On the other hand, if it is Oymid Wiktzer, then we will say that it is no longer considered like Karka. And for that reason, one is Nishba and there is a no by something which is Einei Tzorech HaKarka. But as far as Hilchas Mechubar is concerned, Hilchas Mechubar apply even to something which is Einei Tzorech HaKarka. Even something which is Einei Tzorech HaKarka is still considered Mechubar HaKarka. And therefore, as far as Truma, which is Halacha Vein Tarmin Min HaMechubar, for that reason, the Halacha Vein Tarmin Min HaMechubar will apply even to something which is Einei Tzorech HaKarka. And we will not say Kol Oimid Wiktzer Kekotzer Dami, since at this point of time it is Mechubar. And even though it is not considered like Karka, but still it is considered Kemechubar. Based on this, one can explain Pshat the Machlokes HaRishonim as follows, that the Machlokes HaRishonim is a fundamental Machlokes. As far as this that we say, that there is a locha that Karka is nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, and metaltlin are not nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, is that a locha in the Shem Karka, that whatever is a Shem Karka, is nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, whatever does not have a Shem Karka, is not nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, or do we understand that in order to be nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, one does not need a Shem Karka, but rather all one needs is this, that it is mechubo karka. And as long as it is mechubo karka, that itself is enough to be nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka. And therefore one can say that even though all the Rishonim are maskim, that something which is einei tzorech karka is not considered like karka, as one sees by Noah and Shvua, but still one can say that something which is Einei Tzorech HaKarka is still nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka as long as it is considered mechubal HaKarka. This that the Rambam and the Ramban argue is because the Rambam and the Ramban understand that in order to be nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka one needs a Shem Karka. And therefore Einei Tzorech HaKarka, just like we find that Einei Tzorech HaKarka nishpo in Olea, and so too Yishayna, as far as something which is Einei Tzorech HaKarka, so too something which is Einei Tzorech HaKarka will not be nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, since something which is Einei Tzorech HaKarka is not considered like Karka. In the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Beis we find that the Gemara says that an Eved Kanani is nikne v'chazaka, since an Eved Kanani is iskosh v'karka. And just like Karka is nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, so too an Eved Kanani is nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka. Now, one has to understand, if we are to say that the halacha of nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka is dependent upon the Shem Karka, then I can understand that an Eved is nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka since an Eved Kanani is considered like Karka. But if we are to say that the halacha of kesev shtar v'chazaka is not halacha in Karka, but rather it is halacha in a dover ha-mechubar, that whatever is mechubar is nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, even if it does not have a Shem Karka, if so, what is pshat in this, that Eved Kanani is nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, v'chayrin Eved Kanani is not mechubar. So to answer the kasha, according to the shitas, we understand that in order to be nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, it is dependent if it is considered like mechubar or not. One can answer the kasha with one of two malachim. Either one can answer the kasha by saying this, that Eved Kanani is nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, is not because Eved Kanani himself is considered like karka, but rather it is a hekesh, that Eved Kanani has all the halachas of Karka. And just like Karka is nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, so too Eved Kanani is nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazaka, even though he is not considered like mechubar. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat and Eved Kanani. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and Eved Kanani is by saying that even though there is a halacha that karka is nikne bekesef shtar v'chazaka. But that does not mean that only karka is nikne bekesef shtar v'chazaka. But rather, the halacha of nikne bekesef shtar v'chazaka applies to mechuber as well. And either karka or mechuber are nikne bekesef shtar v'chazaka. And therefore, Nevekanani, who is Iskar Shokakoyas, is nikne bekesef shtar v'chazaka, and so too something which is immediately katzer is also nikne bekesef shtar v'chazaka. Based on this yisoid, that there is halacha of karka and halacha of mechuber, one can answer the following kasha that we find in this man Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel of Katan Beis. This man asks on this that the Shulchan Aruch asks that a davar sheinitzarech v'karka is not nikne bekesef shtar v'chazaka like the shita of the Rambam. From this, how we find that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Aleph and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Hei paskins that something which is oimid v'botzer, there is no chiyuv shemim, and there is no chiyuv shvua in such a thing. In other words, as far as the machlokes that we find in the Gemara in Shvuas and the Gemara in Bava Metzia, if something which is oimid v'kotzer is kekotzer damya or not, we paskin that something which is oimid v'kotzer is not kekotzer damya. And for that reason, there is no halacha of shemim on something which is oimid v'kotzer. If so, what is pshat as far as kinyonim we say? That something which is einay tzorach v'karka is not nikne v'kesef shtar v'chazaka. Based on this, what we said before, one can answer the kasha by saying this, that we find that there is a machlokes as far as shvua and other halachas, if something which is oimid v'kotzer is kekotzer dami or not, and there is a mandamer who holds that it is not considered kekotzer, it is only because he understands that those halachas are not dependent upon the shem karka, but rather they are dependent if it is considered mechuber or not. And as far as mechuber, something which is oimid v'kotzer is still considered mechuber. But that only applies to other halachas, as far as kinyan, kesef, shtar, v'chazaka, which is dependent upon the shem karka. And everyone agrees that something which is oimid v'kotzer is not considered like karka. And for that reason, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch both say that something which is oimid tzarech karka is nanikne v'kesef, shtar, v'chazaka. That is the chira, how one can answer the kasha of this man, the shita of the Rambam and the Mechaber. Now getting back to Argamor again, Argamor asks, Mishum the Toash Ko Shu Kona? Argamor answers the Kasha by saying, Hachem, I skin damar lechi feyoch karka koshu vikoni koma shalea. Now as far as the Girsa in Argamor, we find Machlekes Harishenim. The Girsa of the Rashbam and Tesfis is this, that he said lechi feyoch karka koshu. On the other hand, the Girsa of the Rif, the Rosh and Abeniyina, is that he said yefeyli karka koshu. The Rashbam explains Pshat in the Teretz of our Gemara. Is this that he said, Weich hachzek v'karka k'di liknes ha-peshton? And our Mishnah is coming to him with Chadish, Da'af ogav do izoven way ara, even though he did not sell him the karka, but still he is kind of the peshton. And he is kind of the peshton midin chazaka. And this, he is kind of the peshton midin chazaka, is because we say, Kol mechoba v'karka k'karka dami. Which, as we mentioned before, is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rashba. If one can explain Pshat and the Rashbam, we are even referring to Pishtan She'ena Yitzarech Lekarka. In Tesis, we find that Tesis explains Pshat and Argmor with a different Mahalach. And even though Tesis explains that Leich V'yefeiloch Karka is Chazaka, but with the Chazaka, the Karka is Shu'ulei Lies Kechatzerei Le'inyin Zeh She'tikne Mashalea. And this, that he is Kleine Mashalea, is Midin K'nyechotzer, and not because the Chazaka works directly on the Pishtan. But rather, it is because we consider the Chatzer Kishulai that he is kleiner the Pishtan Bekinyan Chatzer. In the Nesivis and Siman Reish Mamalifs of Kot and Gimel, we find that the Nesivis says one cannot be kleiner Karka Bekinyan Chatzer. Rameir Simchan or Sameach, Nochaskirish and Perkalf, Lachavah brings Uriah from Artesvis, not like the Nesivis. And Rameir Simcha proves from Artesvis that one can be kleiner Karka Bekinyan Chatzer. From this, Artesvis explains Pshat in the Teretz of our Gemara. One is kleiner the pishton v'kinyan chotzer. From there, one sees that one can be kleiner karka v'kinyan chotzer. In the Gedulei Shmuel, we find that the Gedulei Shmuel asks the following kasha on Amir Simcha: what is the raya of Amir Simcha from Tesis? That one can be kleiner karka v'kinyan chotzer. Maybe we are referring to pishton she'ena yitzarech karka, which, as we mentioned before, the Rambam and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch both understand that such pishton is considered like tosh and not considered like mechuber. And only such pishton can one be kleine bechotzer. And that is zechira how one can explain pshat in our tesis according to the shita of the Nesivis, that one cannot be kleine karka v'kinyan chotzer. So to explain pshat in the hechrech of Rameh Simcha, zechira one can say that the hechrich of Rami Asumcha that according to Tosfos the Pishtun is considered like karka and not considered like talosh is because had the Pishtun been considered like talosh, then why did Tosfos find it necessary to explain that he is kohen of the Pishtun b'kinyan chatzar, like Tosfos explained, like you find in the Meiri, the one is kohen of the Pishtun b'kinyan agav. So from that Tosfos explains that the kinyan of the Pishtun is b'kinyan chatzar, not b'kinyan agav. From there, Meir Simcha proved that according to Tosfos, the Pishtun is considered like karka, and therefore one cannot be kohen karka agav karka. And for that reason, Tosfos has to explain that he is kohen of the karka b'kinyan chatzar. And for that reason, Meir Simcha proves from Tosfos that one can even be kohen karka b'kinyan chatzar. Now, one has to understand, according to the understanding of Meir Simcha, that according to Tosfos, the Pishtun is considered like karka. If so, what is pshat that Tosfos argues on the Rashbam? The Rashbam explains that one is kohen of the Pishtun directly with the chazaka that he is being machzik in the karka. On the other hand, Tosfos explains that he is kohen of the Pishtun b'kinyan chatzar. Why didn't Tosfos explain like the Rashbam that he is kohen of the Pishtun b'kinyan chazaka? So here one can explain pshat in this that Tosfos argues in the Rashbam according to the sheet of Rami Asumcha by saying, as we find in the Chais and Yeshuas and other Achrinim, that Tosfos understands that one cannot be kohen of the Pishtun b'kinyan chazaka since it is considered as if he's being machzik in one karka, in order to be kohen a different karka, that such a chazaka does not work. And for that reason, Tosfos is chilak on the Rashbam. Now to explain pshat in the shita of the Rashbam, the one is kohen the Pishtun midin chazaka, who we find there are Moshe Negros Moshe, in Choshem Mishpat Chilak Aleph Simon and Dawud explains, that according to the Rashbam, one has to say, that even though he is not kohen the karka agami, but still, there is a shelas hakarka taking place. And only because there is a shelas karka taking place do we say that he is kohen of the Pishtun midin chazaka. Had no shelas karka taken place, then he would not be able to be kohen of the Pishtun midin chazaka. Since if someone is machzik in one karka, and he is not kohen of the karka that he is being machzik in, he cannot be kohen of the chazaka, a different karka. That is how Ramosha explains pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. So again, getting back to the Teretz of our Gemara, the Rashbam explains pshat in the Teretz of our Gemara that he is kohen of the Pishtun b'kinyan chazaka. He's being machzik in the karka, and he's being kohen of the Pishtun midin chazaka. Tosfos, on the other hand, explains that he's kohen of the Pishtun b'kinyan chatzer. This, that the Rashbam does not say, that he's kohen of the Pishtun b'kinyan chatzer, according to the explanation of Ramosha, who explains that even according to Rashbam, a shelas karka is taking place, is a chayy because Rashbam understands, like the shita of the Nesivis, one cannot be kohen karka b'kinyan chatzer. And since, according to Rashbam, the Pishtun is considered karka, for that reason one cannot be kohen of the karka b'kinyan chatzer. And therefore the Rashbam has said that one is kohen of the karka b'kinyan chazaka, not b'kinyan chatzer. In the other Rishonim, as he mentioned before, we find that the other Rishonim are Gairus and our Gemara. The Gemara says, Leich yefei li karka kolshehu. And the Rimigash, the Adraman, so to we find in the Pirush Mishnayis HaRambam explain, that our Gemara means to say, Leich yefei li karka kolshehu, and I will be chayiv to you schar. And b'tmuras haschar, you will be kohen of the Pishtun hamechubel karka, since the Pishtun hamechubel karka is dinei kekarka, which is niknes bekesef. According to the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, one has to explain that the Pishtun that our Gemara is referring to is a Pishtun hatzoruch lekarka, since only such Pishtun is considered like karka shedinai that should be niknes bekesef. In the Ramban and Rashba, we find that the Ramban and Rashba bring down Meshem the Tshuvas Harif. In other Mahalach, as far as how to explain Pshat and the Teretz of our Gemara, if we are to say that the Pishtun is considered ketolosh, the Ramban and the Rashba explain, similar to the Pshat that we mentioned before, that he said, Leich yefeili karka koshu, and then I will be chayiv to pay you schar. Tmuras haschar, instead of being kohen of the Pishtun directly, you should be kohen of the karka. And agav hakarka tikne Pishtun shaleh b'kinyan agav. And for that reason, even though the Pishtun is considered like tolish, but still one can be kohen of the Pishtun agav the karka. And this, that one can be kohen of the Pishtun agav the karka, is l'chayah only if you are to consider the Pishtun as tolish, as we find in Tosfos on Vakama Daf Yubeis Amud Aleph, that karka is not nikne agav karka. In a Ben Yehuda we find that Ben Yehuda asks the following kasha on this pshat. How can one be kohen b'tmuras haschar? Where is the nesinas hakesef? One needs kesef in order to be kohen the karka. So to explain pshat in the shita, one can say based on the shita of the Rambam, that we find in the Rambam in Hochas Mechira Perkei Halacha Dalet and Perk Zayin Halacha Dalet, that the Rambam shita is
that one can be koina b'milva. Even though mekadesh and milva is eina mekudeshes, but still one can be koina b'milva, and milva is considered like kesef as far as kinyanim are concerned. And therefore, b'tmura eschar, one can be koina the karka. If we are to say that one cannot be koina karka b'milva, and milva is not considered kesef as far as kinyan karka is concerned, then Uchayo 1 can explain Pshat Nar Gemara with one of the other Mahalchim that we mentioned before. And one can explain either like Terashbam. The one is Kainya the Pishtan. Directly Bekinyan Chazaka, one is Kainya the Pishtan Bekinyan Chatzer. So again, we have a number of Mahalchim as far as how to explain Pshat in the Teretz Var Gemara. If we are Gurus, then the Kinyan that is taking place is the Kinyan Chazaka. On the other end, if we are Gurus, then the kinyan that is taking place is a kinyan b'tmuras haschar. Now, if we are gerus ifei loch karka, that the kinyan that is taking place is a kinyan chazaka, then we have two mahalchim as far as how to explain this. One is kina the pishon amechubal karka. Either one is kina the pishon amechubal karka directly with kinyan chazaka, or one is kina the pishon amechubal karka with kinyan chotzer. If we are gerus ifei karka, again we have two mahalchim. If the kinyan that is taking place in the pishon amechubal karka is this one is kaina the pishon directly b'kinyan kesef, or this one is kaina the pishon agav hakarka? Those are the mahalchim as far as how to explain pshat in our Gemara.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.